Welcome to World Cup Report Worldwide, a podcast dedicated to worldwide events in the Blood Bowl community, with your hosts, Tim and Steve.
Welcome to episode 10 of World Cup Report Worldwide, here with your daily dose of vitamin T, Tim Lyons, and Steve Kilowagi Campbell.
How's it going?
Pretty good. It's been a bit, but a busy time.
Pretty good. Getting your Larry David in there?
pretty good, yeah. Well, he's gone now, so, you know.
I mean, I think he's still alive.
Somebody's got to fill in, right?
Unless I know otherwise, unless you did something, I'm pretty sure he's alive.
He's alive.
Okay.
The show just ended.
True. Curb your enthusiasm for anyone who is not aware.
Yeah.
Honestly, not a show I can get into. Like, not, this has nothing to do with the podcast, but sure. It's that cringe level of humor.
Yeah.
And just, it's so uncomfortable. And I know that's where that humor is, but I cannot do that.
Yeah, I like it a lot, but I totally understand when that kind of stuff is not for people.
It's like when I watch Moulin Rouge. I was like, I love this movie, and if anyone tells me they hate it, I can't disagree. I completely get it.
Right.
There are just certain things that are for certain people and not for others.
Yeah.
One of those is Blood Bowl, which I think it's, even for the people it is for, they like to complain as well.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Blood Bowl without the complaining.
That is very true. But that's half the fun.
Yeah.
So
sometimes more.
Dungeon Bowl wrapped up, same weekend as Oklahoma Bowl. That's why we've been a little bit slower, because I've been trying to recover for that. And then I've got Rocky Mountain Rampage this weekend. And then I got the North and South Dakota tournaments next weekend.
Yeah, kicking off your whole Bison series.
Yep.
Exciting.
I think we might get four at North Dakota, and I'm hoping at least four in South Dakota. Realistically, I've heard from a lot more people than that, but you know how Blood Bowl people are. They just don't like to sign up.
Yep. I know. I mean, there were people at our last tournament talking about it. So
that's good.
You know, maybe they'll make it to some of them anyway.
Well, that's not what we're talking about this episode. This episode, we are going to be talking about the NAF Championship, which is actually occurring that same weekend, May 4th and 5th.
Yes. Yeah, coming up very soon.
Yeah, we probably should have got on this one a little bit earlier, but it's been sold out since tickets for this one, and I'm not familiar with it. I don't know why they don't go somewhere else. Maybe I'm sure there's a reason, but every year it sells out within like an hour or two, it feels like.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, sells out at like almost 300.
Yeah.
I mean, not sell out at a small amount.
And it feels to me, and of course, I don't know the area. I don't know the situation. Maybe find someplace bigger so we can all go. Because I would like to go to this at some point, and I may just have to pull the, hey, I have some podcasts. Can I get a ticket?
You're right.
And see if that helps.
Yeah, maybe. I think they've been in Nottingham for a while, I think, right?
Yeah, and I understand that. You want to be in the ancestral home. You know? And it used to be at Warhammer World for the longest time.
Right.
And it used to be called the Blood Bowl.
Yes.
This is one of the four fluff majors, as Dungeon Bowl was. How long ago did that end? Like 10 years at this point?
Well, I think this is like the 13th of this tournament or something, they say, I believe. So, yeah, that's probably about right. I don't think it was at Warhammer World and officially the Blood Bowl for very long.
Oh, was it not?
I don't think so. I mean,
well, probably not like a yearly. I mean, they've had events there for the longest time, and they did the Blood Bowl. And it was probably, this is the 12th NAF Championship. So, yeah, it's probably 12 years ago that it stopped being the actual Blood Bowl.
Right.
Time flies.
Yeah. But you have that whole like COVID blip in there. I feel like I'm in the MCU and I lost 5 years.
Yeah, I mean maybe that was like the universe's way of getting us used to the idea.
Right, maybe.
Because it really is kind of like that. It's like, yeah, well, things were going along, hit 2019, and then now it's 2022. What happened? What? Huh?
No, it's 2024.
Well, I meant like a three-year. Everything yeah. kind of got back into normalcy for 2022, yeah. It felt like.
A bit.
But yeah, it's still suffering the effects of it for sure. Anyways, we're not talking about that. NAFC, as you said, about 300 people. I don't know if it says exactly.
I think it's 280.
Was it? Okay.
And they have like a 40-50 person waiting list too.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah. Get a bigger venue. But again, I'm sure they can't. We figured we'd go over the rules just as we normally do. It's too late to really get anyone on to talk about it or really do much about it, but we can go over the rules and at least give you an idea of what's going on.
Yeah, I think I really like this rules pack. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things in it that are just pretty simple, not overcomplicated, but I like how they handled a lot of things.
So. Yeah. Well, let's get started. Where do you want to start?
So even just starting at the top, where they talk about how the event will use any items that are released before March 31st. So that solves like a big question that I'm sure they would have had time after time with the release of Gnome Team, which that clearly would not be allowed because it was released after that date. And Jor-El too, for that matter.
Oh, was he after the 31st?
I think he was after March 31st. Well, has he really come out?
I was just going to say, has he actually come out? I don't think so.
I don't even know if he's out yet.
I don't know.
They didn't have him at Adepticon.
Okay. But. Speaking of gnome teams, if you have not bought one and you see one, buy it.
Yeah.
Buy the team, buy the dice, everything else I don't know, but they will sell. Like, I didn't get anything. I know a lot of people you know, all their pre-orders got canceled or...
Yeah.
You know, your pre-order is five. Yeah. That's just... Again, something I mentioned on both downs, like... The first time a release actually that I've seen generate interest outside of the Blood Bowl community.
Yes.
And they were like, let's just not sell that many.
Yeah. Who I mean, whatever your thoughts are about how it's going to play and, meta and all that jazz and fit into the fluff and so forth, it generated a lot of interest with non-current Blood Bowl coaches.
For
and
sure.
Former coaches, too.
Yeah. But, oh, well. I mean, we can't make GW do anything.
Yeah, no. But those gnomes took us on a whole side tangent, as they want to do.
Yep. Looks like rosters purchased with a treasury of 1.15 gold crowns, and unspent, as always, are lost, as always.
That has definitely kind of become the new standard, so.
The 1.15?
Yeah. It seems like there were some price increases in the new edition.
Yeah.
And then a lot of tournaments just upped the amount. So really that price increase kind of had no effect other than making teams that stayed cheap, even cheaper.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know.
Anyway, most events you see seem to be at this 1.15 these days. They do have some interesting inducement limits in this event. It's a tiered tournament as a lot are these days. All teams of all tiers can get the following inducements, which include Bloodweiser kegs, mortuary assistance where they're available, plague doctor for teams who can get it, wandering apothecary for those teams, and then also part-time assistant coaches and temp agency cheerleaders, which I can't imagine you'd take because you could just buy the normal ones for half the price, but they're available. But those are the only inducements available to all tiers. Then there's several inducements available to only tier 3 teams, which would be Biased Referee, Halfling Master Chef, Riotous Rookies, which are only available to tier 3 teams anyway.
Yeah.
But also Bribes.
Bribes is a weird
really
one.
Solves a lot of issues people seem to have in balance, you know, like using bribes with Death Rollers or on certain teams with a fouling player. You can't say take bribes with Underworld or Amazons here, so it's a big change.
It is, and at first glance, I hate it. Yeah. Because I feel like all teams should be able to get bribes because that's just part of it. However, like you said, it does easily fix a lot of those issues.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I hate the general idea of that,
yeah.
that teams just can't take things and other teams can.
Mm-hmm.
That seems generally, I don't want things to be that way, but I mean, it's an interesting balancing mechanic that I don't know. It grows on me the more I think about it.
Yeah. They don't mention star players, but you can take star players elsewhere. So, yeah. Again, I don't hate it. It is growing on me. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's very different. I haven't seen. I mean, it's pretty simple. Instead of a lot of text of you can't do a bribe if you have this or that. You know, then you have to have a special rule where tier three teams can get a bribe if they have sneaky gets and all that jazz. You just, I mean, if only tier threes can get bribes, then that's that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So in addition to the starting skills on your roster, all teams will have additional skills that they can add to their roster. Access to skills are split into two options and tiered as follows.
Yes.
So we have tier one, option A, 6 primary skills. Option B, 3 primary and 1 star player. You want to do 2?
Yep. Tier 2, teams get 6 primaries again and also 1 secondary skill. Or, as their option B, they can take 3 primaries, still that 1 secondary and 1 star.
And then tier 3, option A, 6 primary, 2 secondary, 0 to 1 star players. Which is interesting because the others don't say that, I guess.
Yeah, they only can get it as their option B.
Well, it's not 0 to 1, it's 1.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I guess there's no reason you wouldn't take them.
You wouldn't take option B if you weren't taking one.
That's
I guess.
True. But it's weird there's a 0 option, I guess.
Yeah,
it's one of those secondary skills. And then tier 3 option B is 3 primary, 1 secondary, and 2 star players.
Yeah. So, you know, mostly giving up 3 primaries for most teams to get that star player.
Yeah, it's very.
I mean, usually you see them costing 2 to 4 skills these days, so it's kind of right in the middle.
Yeah.
Though tier 3 teams to get a second star actually have to give up 3 primaries and a secondary skill, so even more.
Right, but they're also tier 3.
But they
three.
Can just take one, too.
Yeah.
So. I can't imagine there would be a ton of 2-star teams, but
I don't know. Let's
maybe.
Get into the tiers, and let's see.
Yes.
Tier 1, we have Amazon, Chaos Dwarf, Dark Elf, Dwarf, Lizard, Norse, Orc, Shambling Undead, Skaven, Underworld Denizens, Wood Elf, and Vampire.
For the tier 2 teams, that would be Black Orcs, Chaos Chosen, Chaos Renegades, Elf Union, High Elves, Humans, Imperial Nobility, Khorne, Necromantic Horrors, Old World Alliance, Slaan, and Tomb Kings.
And then tier 3 is Goblin, Halfling, Ogre, Snotling, and Nurgle.
Yeah.
Poor Nurgle. Have they been relegated to tier 3 status?
I mean,
they obviously have, but
their performance is in tier 3.
It's true. They're not doing great. So
that's very interesting.
They didn't seem to get changed much to cause
this
drop-off.
The linemen lost an edge is the main thing. But
oh, yeah, that's a huge difference. That's true. And the beast isn't as good anymore.
Yeah. But the foul appearance is kind of better in a way, arguably. But
yeah. And not many people pass.
I think the linemen edge is the biggest thing.
Yeah, I guess that must be it. But this is the first I've seen them relegated to tier 3.
I mean, they're frequently, if there's 5 tiers or something, they're in the second to last one. But
yeah.
Yeah, they've never been all the way. I've never seen anything but, you know, traditional stunties all the way at the bottom.
Yeah, it is interesting. So then we get to star players. And all rosters will have access to a reduced selection of star players at this year's NAFC. If you wish to bring a star player on your rosters, select the appropriate option from the skill options listed above. Remember, blah, 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 blah. So when rostering a star player, the following rules must be followed. First must have 11 regular players. 0 to 1 can be rostered on teams listed in Tier 1 or 2, 0 to 2 for Tier 3. Star players that are selected as a pair, such as Swift Twins, count as 2. If two coaches are drawn against each other with the same star, both are permitted to use them, and star players cannot be allocated additional skills. Nothing out of the ordinary there.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of don't care for this pairs rule because, I mean, you can't play the Swift Twins. They can't get 2 stars. So
true. But that's how it's always been. Good.
What?
That's how it's always been with those stars. They always count as 2.
Yeah, I thought there was something in the FAQ where they changed them, where they said they only count as 1, or maybe it was in the match play guide or something.
Really?
I don't know.
Do they count as
2
for rostering, but you can't take 3 or something like that?
Right, yeah.
Okay. That's possible. But yeah, I mean, there's no chance of taking the Swift Twins. It's just not possible.
Yeah, they're just not takeable. I mean, mostly Brickfarth and Grotty you'll never see. And the only pair that's even really good are Dribble and Drool. So,
do they come as a pair? I guess they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
but as we'll see in this next section, that wouldn't be a problem anyway.
Go for it.
Because the following stars are not permitted at this year's NAFC, which includes all the current mega stars: Bomber, Dribble, Snot, Deep Root, Griff, Oberwald, Hack Flem, Creek, Morg. So all the normal mega stars, but several other stars here: Cindy Piewhistle, Dribble and Drool, as we mentioned, cannot be taken. Estelle Leveneau, Ivan the Animal Deathshroud, very new in the Vampire Spike, very cheap player though, so I can see where they're going there. And Skitter Stab, who to me will, I assume, be considered a megastar by the next FAQ. I mean, maybe
that's
not, but...
why I'm using him as much as I can.
Yeah. I mean, in every tournament I run, it's just Skitter Stab team after Skitter Stab team,
he's
I swear.
He's so good.
Yeah, I mean, he's just so cheap. Like, if you could only take him on Skaven teams and Underworld teams like before, he'd just be good.
Yeah.
But, you know, Norse Skitter Stab and Nurgle Skitter Stab, et cetera.
I think this is something not to discuss on this right now, but
yeah.
I miss when certain star players only played for certain teams.
Yeah. Like,
it made much more sense. Yeah, Creek should not play for anyone but Skaven. Skitter should not play for anyone but Skaven. Deep Root should not play for anyone but Halflings.
I like their idea of covering, you know, stuff with the keywords the way they did, and they almost really made enough keywords, but then they just have stars are on a bunch of multiple keywords for no reason, and they're just very available. Like, you thought maybe the fact that gnomes only get Thimble Cup and don't get Old World Challenge like halflings do might matter, but what stars are they missing? Like Griff's on Halfling Thimble Cup.
They get so much.
Mighty Zug's on it. It's like a bunch of dwarves are on it.
But
like,
again,
why do they even have that dwarf keyword? It's completely irrelevant.
They just want to sell star players. I mean, that's all it comes down to.
Yes, they want to sell the models. I get it,
yeah.
I guess. But if I can just play Griff on every team, I only need one model.
You know what they should do? They should make it to where it's discounted for other teams.
Sure. Yeah, where it's discounted for certain teams.
Like
the...
Griff for humans is, you know...
is the price he is.
It is
like $380 for anybody else.
Exactly, something like that.
Yeah, sure.
And
like
then
they do with MasterChef and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I would like that.
That would be an interesting thing they have not done with stars, but have done with other inducements, and I think would be good.
And GW, if you're listening... feel free, please do that. You're happy. You're more than welcome to just take it and run. I don't need any credit. I just want it fixed.
Yes.
But yeah, it's and any star player released by GW after January 1st.
Yes.
So that
I think would be Skitter Stab anyway, right?
Yeah, it is. I think they just wanted to.
I mean,
specifically,
they're probably avoiding questions by having them also just listed.
Yes, exactly.
Did we say Varric Gulchur? I don't think we did.
Oh, yeah.
He is also on this list, which has really, you see quite often these days, Eurobowl rules, he's on these type of lists.
Mm-hmm.
He's just very abusable on certain rosters like Underworld.
I don't think there's anything we need to talk about submitting the roster, but they do have the tournament scoring. It is 2 points for a win, 1 point for a draw, zero for a loss. Is that how you do your tournaments?
No, because I think basically, but we do bonus points like you often do.
Yeah.
So just to kind of mitigate the value of the bonus points, we pump that way up. We do 60-30-10. Though we do 60-30-10.
Yeah, that's what we do.
So, I mean, then a win and a loss is actually more points than two draws. And
right.
I don't know which way is necessarily right in that regard.
I don't have a good answer, but that's what we do. So
I like, you know, like pushing people to try to risk a loss to get a win, I guess, is the idea.
Mm-hmm. Anything? Do you have a code of conduct in here, which is nice?
Actually, and I wanted to mention their tiebreakers because I think they have some really interesting things here that you don't normally see. The number one tiebreaker, for example, is submitting your roster in advance.
Yes, great idea.
Very interesting. As a tournament organizer, I love that. And I'm sure you do too.
God, this year for Oklahoma, worst we've ever had, by far. Yeah. Nobody was turning in rosters.
Yep.
And I get it.
I had to put in like half the rosters at my last tournament at the tournament.
Yeah, and I hate that. I mean, you know you're coming to a tournament. Just send me info. Even if it's just
send it to me the night before. Like, anything but right then.
Yeah.
Ideally, anyway. And then they have some normal stuff like opponent scores next. The third thing is fewest star players, which I also think is a very interesting tiebreaker.
Yeah, it is.
You know, might make people a little less likely to take them. So, and then it goes into like casualties and touchdowns like you normally see. I just thought those were a couple of really interesting tiebreakers that I haven't really seen before.
No, I completely missed that. Those are great.
And it sort of tied into that idea I had recently I mentioned to you where I think I'm going to put like team naming as determined by whether I think it's good enough or not in my tiebreakers.
Yes.
Going forward.
And this does give precedent to that. It's like,
yeah,
it's crazy, but it's not completely ridiculous. Look what these guys did.
Sure. And I mean, as long as you're not like way out of line, I don't want a sentence and I don't want you to have no named players. You'll be behind people who have that stuff.
Gnome is where the heart is. Get it?
Yeah. I'm not as like anti-pun strongly as you guys are, but can get overdone, certainly. Yeah. Especially if you're like your team name's like a paragraph. You know, I don't need a haiku when I'm reading out the teams. Actually, if you did a haiku, I would probably think that was cool. But
I was doing due diligence for student loans one time where I had to call people who were past due. And someone's back in the day when there were answering machines.
Yeah.
And well, someone's answering machine message was, so-and-so's not here. Please leave a haiku and we'll get back to you. And I hung up the phone immediately. Talked to my boss. I'm like, hey, can I leave a haiku on a... She's like, what? I just want to leave a haiku. Is that okay? As long as you get the necessary information. Yeah, I'll do that. And I was able to fit it all into like... I think I might have had to do two haikus.
But sure.
I left. They called back.
That's great.
I mean, sometimes you got to do what you have to do.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But back to the code of conduct. Yes. Not many rule sets have this currently. The NAF is working on their own code of conduct, which I think is great. It is something that saves a lot of issues because then we don't have to come up with our own. We can just point back to the NAF like, this is an NAF tournament. Just abide by that. And if you don't
forget to leave in one of these elements and now there's a whole fight with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know for sure. I don't know the specifics, only based on hearsay and rumor. I think the NAF may have been, the championship may have been where at least a threat of physical altercation was last year that may have made the conduct meetings important. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
People get heated, especially in big competitions. I get it. It's a jerk thing to do, but, you know, it happens.
Even with nothing on the line, like, you know, financially, it doesn't matter.
I'm not a hothead for the most part. But if I was, say, last table for the championship for the NAFC or any major or any big tournament, yeah, and I knew someone was cheating, I would get pissed.
Yeah, yeah, right. But, yeah.
You know. And I think that is it. I do find it interesting that for their painting competition, it says during lunch on Saturday, we'll ask anyone who wants to be considered to leave the team out for a display.
Mm-hmm.
Same as we do. And I guess the only difference is they have judges who go around and look, which is probably realistically what we should have. But we have, you know, we don't have 300 people. It's not as easy to get someone to be like, hey, can you just come and judge?
Right. Yeah.
Anything else we want to talk about for the tournament?
I mean, I would love to go to this tournament. Like I said, yeah, I like this rules document a lot. There's just a few things I don't love in here, but by and large, there's a lot of clean, interesting ideas that I would consider incorporating into future tournament documents that I would do.
Yeah. Chance went to it, what, 6 years ago now? Something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe counting extra COVID years.
Yeah. Long time ago. I remember. But I know that he wants to get back. I know I want to get there.
Yeah.
We all want to get there at some point. It's just a matter of, if you're listening, if you can move to a bigger venue, it makes it easier on us because then we don't have to worry so much. Because it's a lot easier to plan if you tell us, hey, beginning of May next year. Okay. Well, and then tickets come up and then we don't get a ticket. And like, damn it.
Right. Yeah, I would love to do this or Thrud. I mean, it'd be hard to do both for me.
And yeah,
they're both really cool in different ways.
Absolutely.
So, both really tournaments I'd be highly interested in the UK.
There's a lot of tournaments I want to go to.
Yeah.
We got a lot of time, hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to a lot of them.
Yeah. And if they're not there, I'll make them.
That's right.
But yeah, this is the second of the year for the majors? Because we have...
Well, there's Dungeon Bowl already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Spike and Chaos Cup, so...
Yep. And there's the Australian one hasn't happened yet.
I don't mean any disrespect to them. I just mean the fluff ones that
yes,
I always remember.
Yeah, it's definitely the second of the fluff majors.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. I do have a bit of a trivia contest for you here, Steve.
Oh yeah.
Regarding as usual, the amazing Mike Davies put out an excellent tableau of all the teams because all the rosters are submitted in advance here. So,
oh yeah, I saw him do that.
Yeah. So I have kind of a Family Feud style trivia game for you if you've got a couple of minutes.
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
All right.
I will do horribly, but I'll see what I can do.
Well, okay. So I'll start you out pretty easy, and we'll go with the top five answers on the board for this one.
Ding, ding.
So this would be the top five skills selected as additional skills amongst all teams.
Oh, well, block and dodge.
Yeah, that is the number one and number three answer.
Wrestle.
Wrestle is number four.
Leader.
So you still have the two and five. Leader would be a strike, so yeah.
Hmm. Pro?
Nope, that's strike two, Steve. Two left. The second most popular skill still up here, as well as the fifth. You'll kill yourself if you don't get the second. You'll feel bad.
I'm sure, yeah. I want to say Mighty Blow, because I know... Oh, guard. Oh, guard.
Mighty Blow is sixth. Guard is number two.
Yeah, duh.
So the fifth most popular skill is the similar tackle.
Okay, that makes sense.
So then up next, we'll look at race summary here.
Ooh.
But rather than doing something easy like the top teams here, we're going to go with the bottom teams. We got I should say there is at least one of all 29 races in this tournament.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yes, very cool. Not 30 because no gnomes yet.
Right.
So for this, we'll have the top four answers on the board of the bottom four appearing teams in number of coaches.
Guessing Nurgle.
No. Really? No, I think that tier three move made them a little more popular.
Okay.
So that would be strike one, sir.
Well, that's good. Glad. High elf?
No, they are just outside of this.
Man. Every team has their own merits. But
there is a very similar team amongst these,
say,
top,
pro
these
elves?
Bottom four. Yes.
Or Elf they, Union.
Pro
Sorry.
Elves would be on here. I can't really rank these because it is a four-way tie.
Oh, okay.
With for quantity.
One each?
Two.
Two, okay.
Yes.
Man. This is a hard one.
Yeah, actually,
especially with
these
Nurgle
three
gone.
Aren't the most obvious.
Yeah,
like I don't think this is super easy.
Not Underworld Denizens, Chaos Renegades.
Chaos Renegades is one, sir. Yes,
they are fun, but they're not good.
Yeah, there are two remaining.
Imperial Nobility.
No.
Yeah.
No. So one of them is a not real team anyway. The Slan team.
Oh. Yeah, good point.
Which I can see how that would happen. This last one here, big surprise to me. There are only two Tomb King teams.
Really?
Yeah, if they were tier one or something, I'd totally get that. But that's very surprising to me. I would have thought there'd be a handful at least, you know, five or six.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was the biggest surprise one to me, the Tomb Kings.
Yeah, because I know that there are some people who, like Chance, love Tomb Kings.
Yes.
And they take them anytime they can.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who only play Tomb Kings at tournaments, I swear.
Yeah, so, and I know.
I guess they didn't get registered in the first hour.
That's a good possibility. I mean, and they are very niche. You know, the models are very few and far between. And even the old GW ones, as amazing as they are, worst team in the world to put together.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's not a new release for them yet, and maybe once that happens,
it'll strike
pick up in popularity a
but
bit.
But it kind of,
especially when they change the roster.
Do you think maybe Black Orcs have hurt them since they're kind
maybe.
Of similar-ish?
Sure. Yeah. Sort of slow and lumbery a bit. Yeah, maybe. I think the probably there's almost never been a team release.
Yeah.
Doesn't help them.
That certainly. Yeah, that makes sense. Right.
A lot of cool third parties, though.
Yeah.
So then I have one last one here.
Okay.
And this would be sort of the, I guess, the thing of the times right now, talk of the times, which would be star players.
Ooh.
And they are allowed here, but there's a long list who are not allowed. Jeez. So can you go with the top four star players in occurrence at this tournament?
God. Okay, I'd have to.
And just remember those bottom, those tier three teams get a star for free. They don't have to pay skills for their first star if they want.
So yeah, I know. I mean,
that may affect things.
It certainly does. And I just have to bring up the list again of the stars that are not allowed.
Yes.
Because they added a lot. I'm sure.
They did.
Jeez. Because Deep Root's not allowed. Puggy's not around anymore, is he?
Wait, no, no, they
back.
Brought him back in.
So Rumbelow.
Almanacs.
Yeah. Rumbelow.
Rumbelow is number four, fourth most popular.
Acorn.
With honestly, there are zero acorns, which is kind of a surprise to me.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Trying to look through the list of people to see. Oh, how about Count Luther, the new hotness?
Yeah, no. Zero Count Luthers either. I don't
he's
know.
He's super
if
expensive. So
it's very expensive.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
Lord Borak wasn't banned, was he?
No.
Lord Borak, then?
He is fifth. Just missing it.
Because of the bribes, probably.
Probably, yeah. I would have thought, I mean, maybe he just doesn't fit in with Nurgle teams because of the team value.
Yeah.
I guess. They get a star for free, and he'd be one of their better choices. But
man, Carla,
there is only one Carla Von Kill. Blew me away. Couldn't believe that. So, I mean,
I don't know.
One thing you want to do is think about the teams that really are going to take a lot of stars.
Goblins.
That would be Snotling teams, Goblins, an Underworld. And their best star that they have available here, Ripper Bolgrad.
Oh, Ripper.
Most common star. Yeah. A lot of Underworld Ripper, a lot of Stunty Rippers. The number two star also is a borderline, as good as these guys' star, who gets played on a lot of the other Star Caddy teams like, you know, Old World Alliance and so forth. That is Mighty Zug. He is number two.
That's a good point. I thought he was banned.
I know. Nope.
Should have brought up the list. Okay.
The third one was the biggest surprise to me, and that is, again, probably because he just fits in on a lot of these Stunty teams that just get a star, and that is Fungus the Loon. There are five Fungus the Loons.
That's a lot of funguses.
Yeah. A lot of fungi. So there you go. That is your top four occurring stars. Ripper at 10, Mighty Zug 7, 5 Fungus, and 4 Rumbelows.
Man, 10 Ripper. That is... Yeah.
Good amount.
And to be fair, though, like for a Moral Cup, I was going to take Ripper.
Oh, yeah.
Until
sure.
Skidder came along. And then I'm like, I'm going to take Skidder. So if Skidder's not allowed, makes sense you take Ripper.
Right.
Okay.
Are they allowing Skidder stab at a Moracle?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They better be.
Whoa.
I had a buddy of mine in Portugal, Alberto Machado, paint me a Skaven pirate to go with my pirate goblin team. So
awesome. Very cool. Are you playing Snotlings?
No, playing goblins.
Or actual goblins?
Yeah.
Sure. Cool.
I was going to play Snotlings until I got my Snotling team.
Oh, that's... It I forgot decided about that to whole break. Fiasco.
To add... So... If we didn't talk about it on here, that Snotling team just decided to implode every little way it could. I found a beautifully painted GW Snotling team on eBay for like $120 or something.
Oh, yeah?
With enough extra positionals for the Riotous Rookies. It just has one troll, which is fine. Mm. But... That made me feel even worse after what I paid for the other team that decided to implode.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, that's okay. At least I got it.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, that was a good game. I failed miserably, as I expected.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're not going home with any prizes, Steve. Maybe the home edition of our game.
Trying to think if we can make a home edition of this game.
Yeah, I'll email you this Mike Davies tableau.
Yeah, I think it's only the replayability would be very limited.
Pretty low.
Yeah. All right. Well, as I said, I got lots of tournaments coming up, but should be able to squeeze in another one in a couple of weeks. Any idea what we'll be talking about?
I mean, we could talk about, you know, Dungeon Bowl results or NAFC results, or there's a lot of other great tournaments out there certainly coming up, Thrud Ball, etc.
If you have any suggestions, let us know. Other than that, I'll let you have the last word.
Yeah. All right. Well, crumbs.
Crumbs.
I'm trying to think of the most English thing I could come up with.
Crumbs.
I just like Danger Mouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll give you crumbs.
Nah, crumbs. Pretty terrible.
By crikey.
Oh, crumbs.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Worldwide. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WCReportBB. You can email us at worldcupreportworldwide@gmail.com or at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.